Well, welcome back to CDM Cyclist. I'm your host, Frank Peters, and nice to have you back with me again. Tonight, I have something very different. I've been to Puerto Rico 3 times in the past 2 years. Puerto Rico, it's part of the United States, as you all know. It has some unique characteristics, like every place else in the United States. One is a high number of residents are working for the government. Of course, the government's interest in other opportunities, other economic opportunities for their citizens. Entrepreneurship comes to mind. I speak on entrepreneurship and angel investing when I'm in Puerto Rico. At this time, though, I did an inquiry or two beforehand and arranged an interview with a local bike advocate, Julio Vallejo Gonzalez. He met me the first morning. You know, it takes all day to fly to San Jose. And then, of course, I'm always jet-lagged, and our interview was timed for what for me would be 5 a.m. the next morning. So it was a little hard gulping down my first cup of coffee and trying to be coherent as I chatted with Julio. But he was up for it, that's for sure. And we sat outside on the patio, and it was still early. And you'll hear the beautiful songbirds that surrounded the hotel if you listen closely. Well, let's get started.
I'm part of the community joint. It's like a non-profit organization, Junta Comunitaria de Río Piedras. It's a community joint that has the representatives of the residential sectors, commercial sectors, professional proprietarios, como landowners, the religious sector, and also like the university sector, right? So in this organization, we promote the like a sustainable development and like the participation of the community in that development. What we call participación ciudadana. It's like civic action. So we promote that, and inside that area, I've been promoting these cycling activities, and we've created a bicycle-friendly coalition for the urban college town of Río Piedras. In August, we made this bicicletada comunitaria. It's like this route we made with like 100 people riding in bicycles around Río Piedras. But it wasn't just riding. It was like visiting, and we were commenting during the trip about the historic and cultural values of Río Piedras, of the plazas and the streets and the stores and the university. We came inside the university. We gave a workshop of yoga in the complejo deportivo, the deportive, I don't know how you call that, complejo, like the facilities of like the pools and all of that. We gave a workshop there about yoga. Then we visited a community project that is a garden, a greenhouse, and urban forest that is managed by the community. It's a 2-acre project in the center of like a urban site. So we visited that also, and then we came back to the Bautist Church, La Iglesia Bautista. Because this activity, though, it was a Sunday, 14th of August. And in this activity, it was the churches helped organize it.
And you had about 100 people?
Yeah, we had about 100 people, like, inscribed. There's always a couple of people that just united the ride in the way. But yeah,
that's a pretty good turnout. Was this the first time you had organized this group?
Yeah, it was the first. It was the first bicicletada I've organized, and also it's like the first and only bicicletada comunitaria. You know, the community element that I've heard about. Mostly, you have bicicletadas that are of cycling groups. So yeah, this wasn't a cycling group. This was the community, and we also like we rented bicycles for people that don't have. So it wasn't only for cyclists.
State your name.
Julio Vallejo Gonzalez.
And what do you do when you're not organizing bike rides?
Well, I'm a community coordinator. I don't know how you call that. Facilitator. I coordinate and promote social activities, like mostly with the Junta Comunitaria de Río Piedras, with the community board. So yeah, like I'm also agriculture since like 10 years. I work in the community project of Capetillo, a urban garden, greenhouse and forest. And I also coordinate an acre farm in a public school in Rio Piedras. And around that, I also coordinate this monthly activity. It's called Jueves de Rio Piedras. It's a cultural activity we do in the college town of Rio Piedras. Every third Thursday of the month, we always take like a theme, and we elaborate it with educational and artistic and cultural activities. It's like this. It's part of the community board's activities, but it's a collaborative event that we do with the University of Puerto Rico, with the local comercio, the local stores like the libraries and the restaurants, the pizzeria, the yoga center, the fair trade store, and also the churches and the institutions also like collaborate on this activity. That's a monthly activity. So right now I'm working on that. I have it on 2 weeks, and then in a month after that I have another one. And
so it sounds like you're keeping real busy. Yeah. Tell me about cycling. Oh, yeah, you're not getting to drink your coffee. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you that besides the bicicletada, the last Jueves de Río Piedras, it was of the bicycle. And it was the same week as the bicicletada. So we have a 14th, we had the bicicletada, and then the 18th, we have the Jueves de Río Piedras Bici Amigable. That's the bicycle-friendly Rio Piedras Thursday. In that activity, it wasn't only like to ride. It was like activity that is what it was more like for promoting a bicycle-friendly city. So that is a little bit more than just riding a bike. It was like a very educational activity. There was a workshop like to fix bikes, like in a plaza. Everyone just gathered with their bikes, and there was the tools, and they like show you how to fix your bike. So we also have
a lot of people need a little help with that, don't they?
Yeah, some people don't know how to even like put their brakes. You know, it's like so simple, and to how to put their chain or the pedals or the change a tire. So yeah, it was like this open repair workshop.
Sounds like fun too. You had a good turnout for that as well.
Yeah, that activity was the Jueves de Río Piedras Bici Amigable had like 40 activities. That was just one of them. We also had an Alicat race. I don't know if you use that term. Alicat race is like this competition that you give the cyclist a map, and they have to visit like different points that you mark, and you have people that corroborate those points, and yeah, someone wins. So, but we may in Puerto Rico, that's very common right now between the young cycling movement. But
so you call that an Alicat race?
Alicat race, yeah. But in this mostly like the Alicat races in Puerto Rico are like very, very competitive. Like people come with, sometimes they say it's just like a fixed, a piñón fijo, fixed bikes, you know, that, that fixes, only fixes. Some people say it can only be sometimes a, some types of bicycles, and mostly it's like a, it's like long distance, very, go very fast. They even made one like last week that is, it was like a night Alicat. So yeah, it was like dangerous, you know, and you have to go in groups. You cannot, you, you didn't, you couldn't go alone. But or Alicat, it was a, it was called the historical cultural Alicat of Rio Piedras. So it was 20 points. So mostly you have in an Alicat 5 points, but very like long distance. We have 20 points in a very small area that all are like historical or cultural. They have cultural, historical value. Most of them, they even are recognized as a patrimony of patrimony. Is that what you use? Patrimony? Patrimonio cultural. Patrimonio cultural is, or patrimonio de Puerto Rico is things, you know, that, that the Institute of Culture like recognize as something that is of value of Puerto Rico and is protected, you know. So we have different things since like centenary trees, or a church, or an old cinema, a plaza, even like callejones, like pedestrian roads, some of them are protected. So these people had to visit the different points, 20 points all around the around Rio Piedras. We also had a slow bike competition where, you know, I don't know if you've done that. It's very cool. Yeah. The last that gets to the end is the one that wins.
I would be good at that.
Yeah, there are rails. You cannot get out of your rail. It's less than 3 feet. And you cannot stop. Never. You always have to keep on going. You cannot go backwards. If your bicycle can do that, you cannot do it. So, yeah, it's a competition that it doesn't matter if you're a kid or if you're an old person or whatever. Everyone can participate. And it's also very fun, you know, because most competition is like, who's the fastest? And this is like, who's the slowest? And you don't have to go long distance. It's like a, I don't know, like 50 feet, 80 feet long race. Like most people just fall off their bicycles, you know? So.
Sure, I can picture that. Yeah. You're doing a lot of activities, organizing groups. But what's it like in San Juan, let's say? Is it bicycle friendly or is there still a lot of work to do?
Well, by the bicycle, to be a bicycle friendly, it's like, it has a lot of elements. It's not just to like bicycles. It has to be like, it comes first of the education of the people, of the cyclists and of the pedestrians and of the conductors, of the vehicle conductors. But it's also like a city development issue, you know, like political policies, public policies, and also like infrastructure, you know, the signs and
bike lanes,
yeah, and bike racks. There's so much elements, you know. And here in Puerto Rico, there is a commission of the capital, a government commission that is called the San Juan Bike Commission, and they are trying to become to put this area, these touristic areas of San Juan and Isla Verde, they've been trying to make them bicycle friendly.
This would be a natural, huh? Like when I come here, I would love to hop on a bike and ride around.
Yeah. The thing is, yeah, that's nice. But the thing is that in Puerto Rico, we have a lot of cycling. Like in Rio Piedras, you have the population, the population that rides on bicycles, and the government is not taking care of that. Like in our activity, we gather to buy racks, bicycle racks, to put in public spaces, and the government didn't give us the permits to do it. And And also we told them, like, we have their bike racks. We bought them with the sponsorship of the local stores. We can even put them. If we have to install them, we can do that. But they didn't give us the permits. It's like they're using the bicycle friendly discourse. I don't know why, tourist wise maybe, but they're not doing it to really become Puerto Rico like a bicycle friendly town. Like in matters of transportation, Puerto Rico used to have a train all around the island. Puerto Rico used to be very like pedestrian, and the General Motors, when Puerto Rico came to be the Commonwealth of the United States, the General Motors bought the train and stopped it, and so they introduced cars, and we've had like some governments that had promoted like public transportation, like, but it's been like a couple of years since that's been like cut off. They made the urban train, the tren urbano, and it's okay. Still, it's very small, and it was very expensive for the capacity. It only brings you from San Juan to Bayamón, only two municipios of 78 municipios that are in Rio Piedras in Puerto Rico. But I'm sure that with the bicycle and a train, you can ride all around the island very easily. In matters of San Juan, especially, and Rio Piedras, is so easy. Like the roads, there's not a lot of like cuestas. Hills. There's no hills. It's so easy.
I like the sounds of that.
Yeah, I ride on bicycle. Like I go on a car like every 2 weeks, you know, and I go everywhere. That's how I move myself.
Do you own a car?
I don't own a car, no. The only thing that I have to use a car is because my son lives like 2 hours away from Rio Piedras. So when I have to go get him, like I take a car or take a lift. But I don't have a car. I don't want a car. And it's very easy, you know. I got here like in half an hour from Rio Piedras. The only thing is that here, you know, to go on a bicycle, you have to want to do it, because the drivers don't respect that, and the city doesn't respect that, because, you know, there's not much like the city doesn't educate the people that, you know, cyclists have a right to go on the streets.
That's a problem in a lot of cities.
If you go on a bicycle far away, you're going to have to deal with someone screaming at you and telling you things, and, you know, it's not easy to be a cyclist. That's why most cyclists are young people, you know, that use it as a transportation matter. Because right now, people use bicycles for recreation, for sports, for a lot of things, you know. But if you want to transportate yourself, it's not easy at all.
Yeah, it's popular with young people, too, because you're just getting out of school. You don't have a lot of money. Cars cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And also that, you know, I came in my bike and I passed through the cars by the side. You know, I got here in half an hour, but they get here in more than an hour. So it's also more easy. You know, every day, yesterday, I came from Santurce to Rio Piedras, and I was like passing through the cars, you know. I passed 30 cars in a minute, you know, because there's a lot of traffic in Puerto Rico. We have 3 cars for every 5 persons, including old people, including kids and all of that, you know. So that means that of people that drive, there's more cars than people that drive in Puerto Rico. You know,
that sounds like too many, huh?
Yeah, we're talking about a 5 million population. We're talking about 3 million cars in 100 miles per 35 miles.
Where do you put them all?
I don't know. There's a lot of underground how do you call it, parking lots, most of them are stuck on traffic jams most of the times. So they are on the streets and on the highways, you know, or highways, you know, a highway that is, it has a traffic jam every day in the morning and in the afternoon. You know, that's not right. So yeah, it's like, it's difficult, but it's easier also to ride a bike. And there's so much of them, like in Puerto Rico, there was like this, you know, everyone always buys a bike for their kids sometime. Sometime in their adolescence, they buy the bike that they can use for the rest of their lives if they take care of it. And so there's a lot of bikes around, and so most of them are broken or loose, and like nowadays we just take whatever bike and we fix it and we use it, you know. I have two bikes. I have a mountain bike that was in the garage of a neighbor that saw me doing this activity, and he told me, I have a bike that I haven't used it in 10 years, and I was like, okay, let me see it. And I just put a little bit of oil in it, and yeah, that was it. I didn't and feel the tires. I didn't even have to change the tires. And I also have another bicycle that was also like 20 years without use. It's a bicycle from the 60s, like a Graciela. It's an Italian bicycle, urban bicycle, and I fixed it, you know. $50.
Those are quite cool, right? The old Italian bikes.
Yeah, I love it. She's like smooth. She's she doesn't weigh. She's like, I don't know, light. Yeah, she's very light. I can take her in my shoulder and go up a ladder easily. And yeah, it's very fast also.
Let's talk about the weather. Every day it's like today, right? The weather seldom changes, right? It's sunny or rainy, but the temperature is always the same.
Yeah, it's around 80 degrees most of the time. You can get to it depends where you are in Puerto Rico, in the island, because like I have a farm in Utuado that's like in the mountain, almost like a 3-hour trip from here. And it's like more than 1,000 feet high. So there, every morning, is cold. And you can get to 40 degrees. Even they say that 30 degrees in history. You can even get here like, it's not snow, it's this rocks of ice. But it's like, you can have like, suddenly like, 20 of them fall, you know. it's not something that lasts a day or nothing. It's between a rain in a special moment, it falls. So yeah, it depends where you are, and it depends the time of the day, the time of the year. But mostly in the city, it's around 80 degrees, sometimes 90. It can get to 100.
And humid too. So do you think the weather inhibits some people, like professional people, from riding their bikes because you'd get there all sweaty, right?
Yeah, they say that. They say that a lot. But I got here in my bicycle. I don't know if I've seen. I don't feel like sweaty at all.
Oh, you look fine.
Yeah, it depends on what time of the day you go. It depends of how you ride your bike also, right? Whether you go through. Yeah, like my bicycle, I give 3 pedals and it goes, you know. And also, like I have a system also, you know. I go with my t-shirt on amarrada.
On the handlebars.
Yeah, and then I put them when I get somewhere. Or sometimes I go with a camisilla.
A vest.
A camisilla, yeah, a vest or the ones they use under your shirts.
T-shirt.
Undershirt. Sometimes I just wear that and then I change them. It depends the type of rope of clothes you wear also. Like, yeah, there's a lot of people that do it. I also, like, if I get sweaty to a place, I just go to the bathroom and fix myself and just keep on going. You know, I do in the community development, the way I worked it, I do a lot of like government procedures, you know, like I go to an agency to ask for the use of a plaza, and yeah, I go on my bike. I put my pants and I fold them. I fold my pants and I have an undershirt and that's it. I just, when I get there, I just put down, I roll down my pants and I put on my other shirt and that's it. I don't
have to do anything. Sure. So it's easy to accommodate the warm temperatures, huh?
Yeah. In a bicycle friendly, Puerto Rico, you would have like, the facilities, public facilities for cyclists to change clothes, to even take a bath. You know, that's something we don't have in Puerto Rico. Some countries have it, like public baths. We don't have that. You can have that in private places, maybe. And that's a way to improve it, you know, like, if there's a building of a company, they should have like a bath, not only like to go take a piss, you know, but to change yourself. And
exactly, yeah. I live at the beach in Corona del Mar, and down at the beach they've got showers, so you come out of the water, you can shower off, and want to put those showers. We're doing a bike map. And I want those showers on the bike map so that cyclists who pass through town know that they can get out of the beach and take a shower. Why not, huh?
Yeah, it's nice. We have a couple of them in San Juan and Isla Verde and Piñones.
So how about maybe somebody listening on the island here, thinking about getting on their bicycle, maybe some advice for somebody who wants to get on a bike, hasn't done it in a long time. What advice would you have?
Were in Puerto Rico or in Puerto Rico? Yeah, I would say you can just wander around, but I would say like do a route and, you know, to go through nice places because in Puerto Rico it's designed for cars. So, you can find your way through the communities and through little streets to get faster and to have a better sight. So yeah, I would say like do your route and just go around. I always have in my backpack a wrench, adjustable wrench and like a pump to fill the air and water.
Good advice, yeah. And how about, do you have an upcoming ride? Do you want to plug a ride you're about to do?
Well, we are the Bicycle Friendly Coalition of Rio Piedras. We are right now evaluating the activities and evaluating the approach because, like I talked to you, a bicycle friendly town is a project, a long term project, especially in places that are designed against, not only not taking care of the bicycle, but against the bicycle use. And to do that is like a very, it has to be a collaborative matter between the government, between a private sector and the community and the communities. So we are right now evaluating how it has functioned. We are, especially the part of the non-collaborative of the municipality. Like we're trying to do, like to evaluate how we're going to approach that. Still the rides, we're going to keep on doing them. I'm designing a couple of like routes around Rio Piedras that are also like go around the area of the cultural, historical, even the ecological, I don't know, themes. Yeah, sense, definitely.
And somebody listening, they want to find out more about
your upcoming plans. Is there a website you'd like to mention?
Well, here in Puerto Rico, we have the Puerto Rico Bicycle Coalition. It's a non-profit organization, and through them, you can find not only about Rio Piedras movements, but also around Puerto Rico. Rio Piedras is the first bicycle-friendly coalition. Then it's not the same as a bicycle group. In the bicycle-friendly coalition, like I told you, there are churches and the university institutions are part of this coalition. Most of the bicycle groups are just people that share something in common with their bikes. Some bicycle groups are just old people bicycle group, or young people bicycle group, or fixes bicycle groups, or mountain bikes bicycle groups. Night riders, there's a group.
So there's something for everybody. Huh?
Yeah, there's one that is called Bici Hangueo. Hangueo is what we call, it's like an anglicism that we use for like hanging out, hangueo. So there is this group that is called Bici Hangueo, you know, the bicycle hanging out. And they just gather every Friday in a place, and they decide where are they going to hang out in their bicycles that night. And they go out to dance and to drink and to go around, you know. It's young people. So, yeah, in the Puerto Rico Bicycle Coalition, you can find out about all these groups. Also about the Rio Piedras Bicycle-Friendly Coalition, which the Puerto Rico Bicycle Coalition is part of. And also the U.S. Green Building Council that is helping us with the planification. And like I told you, the university, the churches, the local stores and comercio. In the blogspot of or in the Facebook of Puerto Rico Bicycle Coalition, you can find out.
Well, thanks very much for getting up early, meeting me here at the hotel at my convenience. I appreciate it. Nice to meet you, and good luck with all your bicycle activities.
Gracias, gracias a ustedes.
We're back in the studio, and I'd like to mention my sponsor. That's BikeTiresDirect.com. When you're out to equip your bicycle, whether it's bike tires, tubes, whatever the accessories you need to perhaps winterize your bike now, go to BikeTiresDirect.com. So as I said at the beginning, I like to combine some of my business travel with these bicycle advocate interviews. And my travel schedule is getting busy. And so in the weeks and months ahead, I look forward to sharing some more far-flung interviews with you. I'm off to Palo Alto, not too far away, at the end of the month. Then Ottawa, Canada, on my short list. Between now and then, I'd like to have you come to the website, CDM Cyclist, and leave a comment behind, huh? It's not that hard to do. You'll see the login tab up in the upper right-hand corner of the website. You just have to register and you're all set to comment. Love to hear your thoughts on bicycle advocacy in your neighborhood. Well, that's it for tonight's show. Thanks so much for listening and good night.